Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Tuesday the 29th of March 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So, the iOS problem with time change still persists. Yes, if you woke up this morning an hour early, that's because your iOS device is knackered. For no apparent reason, it seems that iOS still wants to put the UK time where it was, and all of your alarm clocks are going off 1 hour early, despite the fact that the real time is being displayed. Ho-hum. If it's any consolation, my Google clocks is showing the wrong time as well. It's an hour early too. Amazon has released the Cloud Player. It's gone live. It is fantastic. For free. Did I say free? Yes, free. You can get 5 gigabytes of storage in the cloud where you can put all your music. All of your Amazon purchases, you're thinking? No, all of your music. All of your music, including your iTunes purchases as well, and the ones that have got DRM on them. Yes, it can all go up to the cloud, and it's yours to have on every device you could possibly want whenever you want it. For $20 a year, you can have 20 gig of storage instead. Good God. And Apple, you bought Lala, and what did you do with it? Sat on it. Shame on you. Nintendo has got some problems with headaches. A lot of people have said that they've got issues with headaches. They've said that they've used it at a number of events around the world and never had any negative comments. And Rob Saunders, who's head of PR, said, when viewing any kind of 3D images, some people might experience minor discomfort. The effects are short-term and not long-lasting. In fact, most players continue after taking just a short break. So there you go, people. Don't stare at it too long, eh? 3DS owners are also reporting sporadic black screens of death. Yes, apparently when they're using the screen, it suddenly goes black and nothing happens. An error has occurred, says the system. It does it only using a certain number of games, and it has to be rebooted to get it to work. So keep an eye out and let them know if you do. Tell them about your headache as well. AT&T has admitted to slowing down the Motorola Atrix and HT Inspire. It says it's turned down the 4G devices because of the fact it's had problem with upload speeds. It's admitted it. Well done on you, AT&T. And they've said that they're trying to fix the issue, but there's a piece of software that they're going to have to upload in order to do it. But at least they've been honest. However, 3 in the UK, I've been using my MiFi dongle now for a while, and I can't get it to do anything other than HSDPA. And it only goes up to 2.5 megabits a second. Someone's turned down the speed on that as well. Come on, 3, own up. WWDC tickets went on sale yesterday, and then 10 hours later, they were sold out. Unless you're on the ball, you haven't got a ticket and you cannot go. Selling out in 10 hours means that this is clearly very, very badly oversubscribed and that Apple is going to have to put on a bigger event. Surely. Could they be hiring sports arenas to take all the developers from now on? We'll have to see. Samsung 4G LTE mobile hotspot has gone on sale on contract. Standard price of this thing should be $269. On a 2-year contract, you can have it for $149 with a mail-in rebate, which takes it down to $99, which they're counting on most people not doing, of course. It lets you put 5 devices to it, but at that kind of price, it better be good. Lenovo has released the ThinkPad Edge E420. It's now shipping for $699. It comes with 4GB of RAM, a 250GB hard disk, and an enormous battery and a very low resolution. But it's tiny, it's small, and it comes with an i5 processor as well if you want, so that could be pretty good. And Dell has freshened the Inspiron line. The M5030 comes with Spanish language keyboard, which is going to be very useful for me, and also a bit of a processor boot. Windows 7 is installed as standard. NASA has turned down James Cameron's 3D camera offer. They commissioned him to come up with some 3D cameras for the Mars rover. They've looked at the results that Cameron's given them and said, nah, I don't like 3D. So they've gone back to the old mass cam, the thing that worked and worked really well. So the Mars rover that's going to go out later this year will not be going with 3D. And James Cameron's still saying, but it's the future. And finally, Twymal is the Twitter reading client that you really need, but really you don't. This is a tiny little white and blue thing with big eyes that sells really, really well in Japan, apparently. But it reads your tweets to you once you plug it into your Windows 7 machine. The bad news is it's going to cost you $30, which is an enormous amount of money for a chunk of plastic that's absolutely crap. And also, it probably won't be able to read most of the speech in the tweets that I see because they're all abbreviations. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. If you've got a review, please stick it on iTunes. All the shows need reviews from you. Please take the time to go to iTunes and just put a few words in there. We're not telling you it's got to be good. Just put something in. That'd be great. Thanks very much. And it does wonders for our rankings. And you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back again tomorrow with a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. On Friday, we've got the Bagel Tech Mac Show at 1 o'clock and Andy Anatko is going to be joining us. Yes, absolutely. I know it's April the 1st and you think I'm lying, but I'm not. Andy, I'll be there. Have a good day and thanks for listening.